Chapter 10. James Vane Returns. Dorian left the house at 2 o'clock in the morning. He felt very calm. "No one knows anything, so I'm safe," he thought. He walked to a poor part of London, with dirty streets and old buildings. He liked going to nightclubs there, and he often met friends and spent many hours drinking with them. Dorian didn't see or hear that a strange man was walking behind him. The man was wearing blue clothes and he had tattoos on his arms. He looked like a sailor. Suddenly, the man caught Dorian and pushed him against a wall. The man had a pistol in his hand.
"What do you want?" Dorian shouted. "Who are you?"
"My name is James Vane," the man answered. "Sybil Vane was my sister. I'm sure you remember her. You ruined her life, and she died because of you. I was in Australia when I heard the news. I'll kill that man one day, I thought. Now I'm here, and I'm going to do it."
"Who is Sybil Vane? I don't know her," Dorian said desperately. "You're making a mistake. You've got the wrong man."
"I know you were her Prince Charming," James said. "I was looking for you, and I heard an old woman say your name, Prince Charming. There isn't any mistake. You can say what you like. It won't stop me. You've got 1 minute to think about your life, and then I'm going to kill you."
"My name isn't Prince Charming. It's not a real name," Dorian insisted.
"My sister didn't know any other name," James responded. "That evil man never told her his real name, but I know it's you." Dorian was very frightened.
"What can I do?" he thought. Suddenly, he had an idea. "When did your sister know this man?" he asked.
"It was 18 years ago. You know that," James answered.
18 years ago?" Dorian exclaimed. "Then of course it wasn't me. 18 years ago, I was a small child. Look at me in the light and you'll see."
James went with Dorian under a streetlight and looked at his face. He was shocked. "This is a young man. It's impossible that he was Sybil's Prince Charming," he thought, "and I was going to kill him." The thought made him feel ill. "Please forgive me," he said. "I made a big mistake. Thank heavens I didn't kill you."
"You should be more careful," Dorian said with a cold smile. "Next time, you'll kill an innocent man. Now go home and put that pistol in a safe place."
Dorian left James and walked quickly down the street. He wanted to run, but he didn't. An old woman was watching from the door of an old building on the other side of the street. Now she came and spoke to James.
"Why didn't you kill him?" she asked. "You had the opportunity."
"That wasn't Prince Charming," James answered. "That was a young man. I almost killed an innocent person."
"Of course that was him," the woman said angrily. "I know him. He often comes here and he frightens me. It's true that he looks young and innocent. Nobody knows why. People have got different theories, but that man isn't young and he isn't innocent. He's evil. I'm sorry that you didn't kill him."
"This is crazy," James exclaimed.
"Maybe, but it's true," the woman shouted. "That was Prince Charming, and you permitted him to escape."
James turned and ran to the end of the street. He looked around,
but he couldn't see Dorian Gray. He was very angry.
I'll find him again, James thought, and next time, I'll kill him.